better.
Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Righty, we are back. And I tell you what, we're going to put off Ted Pike for a few moments till he gives us a jingle. And we're going to take some more calls because we have been backed up here. So let's go to Bob in Missouri. Hello, Bob. You are on the air right now, Bob. Hi.
Yeah, I didn't catch what you were saying about Israel running our government or something. What was that?
No, it's a long story. We were reading a number of press releases and stories from Haaretz and various newspapers on what's going on currently there and the planned war against Iran and so forth. So that's what we were talking about.
Do you know anything about an oil line going from Iraq to Israel?
Well, yes. When the invasion first took place, we were talking about that possibility of them creating this pipeline going right from the oil fields into Israel. And quite frankly, you know, I don't really know for sure whether or not that pipeline has gone through, because there was so much questioning of it. It made the news, and it was an embarrassment at the time to the administration. So I'm not sure whether or not it went through all the way, but you know they've been stealing oil, and the United States has been doing that with the Iraqi oil right from day one.
Let me ask you this. We know what neocons are, Jewish people.
Not all of them. No.
Well, that's what Rush Limbaugh said.
Well, that's what he wants you to believe. Yeah.
I was wondering how many people in the Bush administration, immediately around him, are Jewish? How many of them are dual citizens?
Mm.
And did you know that John Kerry was Jewish?
Yes.
His grandfather turned Catholic, but did you also know?
Cohen was the name, yes.
Did you know that George Bush is a cousin of John Kerry?
Yes, I knew that years ago.
So that means he's Jewish, too.
Partly, yep, yep.
So that means that a whole country...
Blood is thicker than water, John. I mean, Bob.
Well, that's disgusting. We've had a coup take place in our country then.
Well, you see, with Kerry, he didn't know he was Jewish, just like Madeleine Albright.
Right, just like, what's her name, Clinton, Hillary. She didn't know she was Jewish either.
Well, anyway, you know, the thing is, the neocons are not exclusively Jewish. In fact, many of them are fellow travelers, if you will, and they are doing the work of the government there in Israel, of the Likud party particularly. But, you know, the fact of the matter is that whether they are or not, they pose a very serious threat to the world, the very threat that they say they're out to oppose. Iran is not the threat to the Middle East right now. Iran is not a threat to the Middle East at all. Just as Germany was not a threat to America in World War II, but we were sold a bill of goods. We were lied to by the administration because the purpose was to communize Eastern and Central Europe.
If you think about it, Rick, it wasn't just to communize them, it was to communize us.
As well, yes.
You know, we've been communist,
Well, the war did that, yes. The withholding taxes, the beginning of the massive redistribution of wealth, that began even in the 30s, before the...
This is Civil War, really, right. Because I don't know if you know this, but
yes.
Two of his big, Lincoln's big advisors came from a group called the Club of Cologne. You ever heard of them before?
Yes, I have. And the League
Karl
of Just
Marx
Men.
Karl Marx Levy was one of their members.
The League of Just Men as well, yep.
Basically we're talking about right now because most people I never knew about this stuff.
Well, it's good to research, and that's why we're here on the air, my friend. Thank you, Bob, though.
I have to run.
And I don't know if we can squeeze in Terry right now. Terry in Texas, a quick word from you?
Yeah, real quick, Rick, I want to take... I guess I want to object with you. I think, as far as you gave thumbs down to Nostradamus, I think the modern-day prognosticator that we really need to focus energy on, who really has had the grip on things, is Pat Robertson.
Yeah.
He's the gospel truth as far as I'm concerned. He's the gold standard.
All right, Terry. Thank you for your call. We'll be right back with Ted Pike. Hey, Rick Adams here. Experience the incredible germ-killing power of oregano P73. It's scientifically proven. If you suffer from allergies, asthma, sinusitis, toenail fungus, athlete's foot, or any other condition, you need the immediate germ-killing power of oregano P73. Oregano P73 is an all-natural substance and even supports the immune system. For more info, call 800-243-5242. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
With Mother's Day rapidly approaching on May 14th, the American Gold Rose Company reminds you that their beautiful collection of real roses dipped in 24-karat gold may be just what you're looking for. The classic rose is priced at only $49.95. It's 11 inches long and comes in a beautiful red gift box. There's the Hollywood Elite Rose for only $65, where your special someone receives a long-stem gold rose, 17 inches long, delivered to their door in a beautiful gold presentation box. Both are unique gifts, and when you buy any two gold roses, you'll receive free a genuine rose leaf dipped in 24-karat gold, a $30 value free. The American Gold Rose Company. Call now at 1-800-458-7134. That's 1-800-458-7134. Fresh cut roses, dipped in 24-karat gold, delivered to their door that last a lifetime. That's 1-800-458-7134 or online at AmericanGoldRose.com.
Hitting them pretty hard. And knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on. Right on. On base, on point, on RBNLive.com.
Yes, we're back now, and we just had a bevy of calls in the last hour at the end as I had been expostulating on a number of issues that should be important to our nation. One of them that, of course, is always important that we have dealt with from time to time, and we have some good news to report about, is the so-called hate bill that Ted Kennedy has attempted to resurrect in the Senate to match the House companion bill. With me once again to discuss what is the current status and what has happened on this legislation is Ted Pike of truthtellers.org. Hello, Ted.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, Ted, welcome back. And last time we got together, you were a little bit nervous and you were kind of upset and kind of frightened by the prospect that we would have to face this hate bill in the Senate once again. And in the last 2 weeks or so, something happened. What happened?
Yes, as I mentioned on our last program several weeks ago, we had an extremely dangerous situation. Senator Kennedy on Larry King Live on April 20th, was announcing that he was pretty much imminently planning on standing to his feet in the Senate and demanding a vote in favor of the hate bill, S-1145, mm-hmm. to be attached to this children's protection legislation
right.
that was bottled up in the Senate. And with your help and many other activist Christian patriots throughout the country, we were able to blitz the Senate, thousands of your listeners and others on Alternative Talk Radio joined with me, and all 100 members of the Senate got a resounding message that they were not to vote for Senator Kennedy's hate bill. In addition, Bill O'Reilly of the O'Reilly Factor became enlightened that the main reason why this children protecting legislation was bottled up by Frist was for no other reason than Kennedy was in the road. He was sitting there like a dog in the middle of the road, keeping the whole thing bottled up as pedophiles were continuing, unsupervised pedophiles were continuing to assault little boys and girls. And so what this did was cause a national furor coming out of Fox Television News. O'Reilly and Bill Walsh of America's Most Wanted were excoriating Kennedy, and millions of people were angry. Tens of thousands of calls came in directly to Kennedy's office. And finally, I got word last Friday that Kennedy had capitulated to Frist and agreed not to stand up and go ahead and allow the Children's Act to be passed.
Right, because attached to it was the hate bill, right?
Well, that's what he wanted to.
Appendage. He wanted that in as an appendage there, as a rider on that bill. Yeah.
So now the House version of the Children's Act and the Senate version of the Children's Act will go to conference, but very thankfully, and I should mention with great thanks to Almighty God for again intervening, we are seeing the hate bill pushed back.
Go ahead.
Yeah, the problem is, however, I was talking to Senator Frist's office yesterday, and true to my suspicions, Kennedy will have the option throughout the rest of this Congress, clear till the end of next November, to do the same thing, basically, to suddenly want to attach his hate bill to pretty much any legislation he wants to. And so we have to be extremely vigilant, and I'm encouraging everyone who have of my listeners and supporters who have called the members of the Senate to keep calling them, keep badgering them, and especially those who are calling as constituents to their two senators from each state. Let them know in the most explicit terms that if you ever hear that they are voting for Kennedy's hate bill or any kind of hate legislation, you are not going to vote for them next time at the polling places.
Yeah, that's evident. And the awakening that has taken place in the last year and a half or so has been just incredible on this issue. And the ADL is pretty furious about this, isn't it?
Oh, they are. They are very frustrated. They started actually back in 1998.
Yes.
And unbelievably, back in 1998, there was a directive that went down from the House leadership of the Republicans, giving an order basically to all Republicans in the House to vote for what was called then the Hate Crimes Prevention Act of 1998. Uh-huh. And it was just taken for granted that the House members would obediently vote in this anti-hate bill, turning America into an anti-hate bureaucracy like Canada. But in the providence of God, we had some feisty, independent-thinking Republicans there. And in conference, even though it was passed by the Senate, in conference they revolted and they defied their own Republican leadership and basically stripped it out in conference. And from then on, through one fluke or another, the ADL keeps being unable to finally grasp victory. And all the time, we should remember, they have a majority of votes, especially in the Senate. They always have a majority of votes, but they can't utilize them. They can't get those votes energized and activated to actually pass this legislation. So I feel like that Almighty God is watching over this country. He is very protective of our precious free speech. It makes possible the propagation of truth and the gospel and the continuation of freedom. And he's as determined as we are not to give that up and surrender to an Orwellian anti-hate bureaucracy.
Well, I think even in these times of trial and tribulation and judgment that he is blessing his seed, he is blessing his workers in the field who are out there, and they are not going unrewarded. And I think that's the important point. We do expect at some point, I think, when things get totally out of hand, for them to pass a lot of legislation that we don't like, that we know is unconstitutional. But it is comforting, as you say, Ted, to note the frustration with which they are laboring these days, and You know, the ADL, you know, and other groups have come under the purview now of studies by people like the professors at Harvard and Chicago, yes. Mersheimer and Walt. And, of course, some of them are Jewish themselves, and they are beginning to chip away at the ADL and its montage of
yes.
various groups that it uses to do its dirty work. And,
yes.
you know, we only have to look at what happened in Philadelphia
yes.
Just a few years ago with Michael Makovich and his Christians who were jailed, literally jailed for free speech, to show people just how serious this fight is. I know I told people time and again, and you have on this program, some people still refuse to believe that this happened in America. But, ladies and gentlemen, it did, and it has happened here in America. And if the ADL has its way, and Ted Kennedy, who's a puppet of the ADL, has his way, America will be another Europe under occupation.
Yes,
it will
it
be
will.
Another Canada.
Well, a lot of us may have some reservations about Bill Frist, the Senate majority leader, but the fact is, the record is showing that he is literally standing in defense of freedom. And even if Kennedy does go ahead and try to attach his hate bill again to some new legislation as a rider, Frist's office told me emphatically yesterday that he will again block the introduction of that legislation, making it impossible for Kennedy to attach his hate bill. Now, if he can continue to do that for the next 7 months until the end of November, which is the end of this term of Congress, then everything that was passed, you know, the hate bill was passed by the House last October 20th, that will be dissolved at the end of this year. And what that'll do is it'll set the ADL again back a year, and they'll have to start all over again introducing their hate bill into the Senate judiciary or the House judiciary. And at that time, I'm going to be ready, poised to strike again, and we are going to post those Senate or House judiciary members, and we're again going to blitz not only the Senate, but even perhaps the House members, emphatically telling them what we told them that this last week, that the American people do not support Orwellian Big Brother hate crimes legislation. We will vote out any member we hear of that votes for that kind of legislation.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, also, I'm wondering now with Bill Frist even putting up the resistance that he has for whatever reason, I'm wondering how long it's going to take before he gets Trent Lotted, if you will.
Yeah.
Remember what happened to Trent Lott?
Absolutely, I know it.
The job the media did on him and the exposés over a little speech that he gave.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is what they do. They're noted, they're famous for digging up some indiscretion or something they would call a politically incorrect crime to try to bring them down. So we'll be watching to see what happens with Trent Lott.
Well,
yeah,
you know,
with Bill Frist.
You know, the House Majority Whip leader, Roy Blunt of Missouri, was also deposed several months ago, and he has been a bulwark of strength against the hate bill. He's been responsible for helping appoint Republican conferees in conference, which have continually sabotaged the hate crimes bill. So these are certainly decisive times in the history of our republic, deserving not only of our prayers and intercession to God, but of extreme scrutiny and vigilance in these days.
Yes, absolutely. We got a break coming up in a moment, but I do want you, when we come back, I want you to tell our listeners what you think could happen, even at this time of success, and how groups like ADL and others may work to resurrect this bill and put it to another piece of legislation, what those chances are and what may come of those chances, if in fact there is a similar move to do so in another committee, or particularly with another piece of legislation. So when we come back, we'll address that. And if anyone has a question or a comment for our guest, Ted Pike, www.truthtellers.org, you may call in at 800-313-9443. I'm Rick Adams. Uncensored Radio Free America will continue. Are you experiencing memory loss, mood swings, slowed reflexes? Well, North American Herb and Spices NeuroLoft helps make your mind and nerves work better. The powerful herbs and spices in NeuroLoft naturally support the function of the brain and nervous system. To maximize your mental clarity and productivity, call 800-243-5242 and try NeuroLoft today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Okay, we will go to the phones in just a moment. I just want to ask you, Ted, what are the chances that at any moment, unbeknownst to any of us, this move could take place? The ADL, Ted Kennedy, or someone else could resurrect this bill as a rider to another bill or attach it to something else. And that possibility always exists, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And believe it or not, it could happen at any time.
Right.
It could. Kennedy, you see, Kennedy, this bill is what's called standalone legislation. It
yes.
wasn't really affected by the Kennedy's abandonment, or temporary abandonment, as he parleyed with the Senate Republicans and Judiciary last fall. He gave up his rights to put it on the Senate immediately, but he didn't give up his rights to put it on the Senate eventually. And that means for the rest of this term of Congress. Literally, I was told yesterday he could stand up any time and spring that on Frist, that is, as soon as the legislation which he has picked out to attach it to is brought to the floor of the Senate. And I'm sure Frist will know what that legislation is, and hopefully will be able to block it. But this is a really high-stakes game for the ADL now. They have been trying, as I mentioned earlier, since mm-hmm. 1998.
Right.
And this is something like the sixth attempt, which has failed, and they are determined to bring us into alignment with Canada and European countries, Australia, and so on. as part of a federation of anti-hate bureaucracies throughout the world. And then, of course, they want international jurisdiction over this federation.
When I tell people, you know, people on the street, I don't mean people who listen, who are aware of what's going on, but the average person who might read the newspapers and therefore is not aware of what's going on, you know, I tell them that people are sitting in jail now in Canada. People are sitting in jail for years in Europe because they dare to speak out on an issue, and they just, you know, their jaws drop. Their eyes open up wide. They say, you're out of your mind. And I haven't read that too much in the journal. Well, I did read about this guy, David Irving, but he, you know, he's one of these cuckoo clocks, and he's come out now and withdrawn his statements and criticisms, but he's still going to be in jail with a lesser term. But, you know, that can't happen here. I don't believe that anything you're saying could be implemented in a country like America. Don't forget, we have the Bill of Rights, and we have the Constitution. And I say, yeah, we have all of those things in theory. But as you know and I know, the Constitution has been torn to shreds many times over many years ago with the enactment of legislation that it is forbidden to enact, from the 10th Amendment right down to the 1st Amendment to the Constitution. Yeah. So that doesn't mean a thing, and that's what I tell people. Am I off base on that, Ted?
Well, certainly not. And the this malaise, this false confidence in what we think are our inalienable rights, that's plagued me. I've been fighting anti-hate legislation since 1998, when I first learned how the ADL was sponsoring a national model hate competition, how they were setting up anti-hate systems in what eventually was 47 of the 50 states. And but it wasn't until these Christians were arrested in Philadelphia back in October 10th of 2004, that we got some substantive evidence of the teeth and the vicious intention of anti-hate laws. That was a wake-up call. Nobody could believe that.
And it happened, and people didn't believe it even when we interviewed Michael on the show. These are people that said that can't be the reason they went to jail. You know,
well, I have three different videotapes of exactly what happened there in the streets of Philadelphia. One was by Michael Markovich's group. The other was by an independent group. And then another was an independent film company. And then another one was by the police of Philadelphia. They are all agree on the essential sequence of events. It certainly did happen there. The Christians were not behaving in an unseemly manner. This is reality. And but what happened then was it gave proof that our precious First Amendment rights, our 14th Amendment rights, and so on, can be trampled in the most egregious way. It also pointed out very, very dramatically that this was coming from the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith. The National Executive Board member, Lynn Abraham, is also the District Attorney of Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. She could not have done this without the authority and permission of the ADL. And by the way, that assault on these Christians occurred on Sunday. The federal hate bill, the ADL's hate bill, had been defeated that Friday, only 2 days earlier. This was obviously a vindictive attack against evangelical Christians for having lost to evangelicals in conference that Friday.
Right, right. And in addition to the Philadelphia area, I believe the whole state, the Pennsylvania legislature, the governor signed into law a bill that had to do with proscribing reading from the scriptures on homosexuality in certain instances. Wasn't that true?
Well, Michael Markovich was actually arrested and indicted by the
state
city council of Lansdowne.
That was in Lansdowne, Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania,
too.
That's right.
Right, right.
And the ADL is extremely active there in Lansdowne, and they've had a big, what they call the No Place for Hate program, banning Christian activism against homosexuals and so on.
All right. I'll tell you what. We've got a caller or two. We'll get to you, Dylan, and others who'd like to raise this issue and talk with our guest, Ted Pike. We will return in 3 minutes from now. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, will return.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
With Mother's Day rapidly approaching on May 14th, the American Gold Rose Company reminds you that their beautiful collection of real roses dipped in 24-karat gold may be just what you're looking for. The Classic Rose is priced at only $49.95. It's 11 inches long and comes in a beautiful red gift box. There's the Hollywood Elite Rose for only $65, where your special someone receives a long-stem gold rose, 17 inches long, delivered to their door in a beautiful gold presentation box. Both are unique gifts. And when you buy any two gold roses, you'll receive free a genuine rose leaf dipped in 24-karat gold, a $30 value free. The American Gold Rose Company. Call now at 1-800-458-7134. That's 1-800-458-7134. Fresh cut roses dipped in 24-karat gold, delivered to their door that last a lifetime. That's 1-800-458-7134 or online at AmericanGoldRose.com.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBM, so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com. The store that invests its profits in your freedom.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
We are back, and we're speaking with Ted Pike here, who represents, because he has his own website, and that is www.truthtellers.org. And, Ted, that is always a fear and a reality that we have to face. But in Philadelphia, it's interesting how I believe that Yahweh Father had actually turned the tables on the ADL by using them to hang themselves. And that was a classic example of how he really uses the enemy to divide the enemy and to destroy the enemy with their own tactics. I thought that was actually beautiful. And it sent the ADL reeling for a while, but as you say, you know, Satan never sleeps.
Yeah.
We just cannot afford to let our guard down, because while we're sleeping at night, Satan is working. He's thinking up ways of destroying our nation and our heritage and so forth.
Yes. Well, fortunately, through these crises in Congress, it gets me back onto talk radio big time, and I'm able to continue an educational program, a vital educational program for the American people, which continues to expand. Now,
right.
we've had, during this last several weeks, 100 senators have literally had thousands of people, as a result of my calls for action, calling, phoning in there, bugging them, telling them not to vote for Kennedy's hate bill. Now, I'm keeping up the list of 100 senators on my website because, As I explained earlier, this is a continuing crisis. We've had one beachhead victory here, but Kennedy is still very much a cobra, which is still alive, and he could coil himself and strike at any time. So I'm leaving up that 100 names of the senators, and I would like to encourage people, especially to keep calling, and especially their own senators, because you as a constituent have clout with your senators, even if they're liberals. You have clout in your state with them. And I'd like people to call their senators from their state and just let them know. I don't want you to be rude, but I want you to be firm, and I want you to give them this message that if I hear, Senator, that you are voting for Kennedy's hate bill, I'm not going to vote for you next time at the polling places. Furthermore, I'm going to encourage my friends, I'm going to encourage my church and my civic groups and so on. All of us are not going to vote for you next election time. Now, we have to give a good, tough message, get them thinking, get them counting the cost, because it's always been so easy to go with the rest of the herd and vote for hate crimes legislation. It's always been kind of a win-win situation, and senators, both in state legislatures and in the federal level, have practically lined up to vote for these kinds of bills. That's got to change. They've got to understand some angry people out there, many angry people, are going to penalize them severely, even perhaps cost them their elections if they vote for this kind of Big Brother legislation.
Very true. All right, let's go to the phone. Dylan in Texas, you're on the program. Hello.
Good evening.
Yes.
FYI, your producer needs to make sure, before I got through, I heard a quip of a personal conversation. Anyway,
right.
This Ted Pike is a good guy. Hi, Ted.
Hello there, Dylan.
I really appreciate the work you do and the way you explain it to everyone.
Yes.
And, you know, a lot of people really discredit, especially voting, but also calling our senators and congressmen. And I just want to say, even if we had not been successful this time by calling the Senate, I really think it's a good idea to encourage other people to do it, because that initiates a dialogue and prompt someone to take action who may have never before taken any action.
You're absolutely right.
And another thing, I really appreciate the way you put things. You say evil Jewish leaders. You don't say all the Jews. At the same time, you don't say just the New World Order. You do acknowledge that evil Jewish leaders are within our government and in the Israeli government.
Yes. Yes.
And you said you got started fighting this type of legislation in 98. Were you very politically active?
It was in 1988 that I became aware of what was happening in Canada. And, of course, the ADL had been active much earlier. They established the Canadian hate law in 1971.
Mm.
But in 1988, Trish Katzen of the old Spotlight newspaper sent me a big packet about the Hofstra conference and how the ADL was setting up to take over all kinds of hate crimes, teaching and reporting and everything for the federal government.
Mm.
And I became aware that they were trying to pass what was then called the Hate Crime Statistic Act.
Yes.
And I fought that. I sent lots of thousands of brochures around the country trying to keep the Hate Crime Statistic Act from being passed. I wasn't successful.
No.
And that put the ADL in the driver's seat of hate crimes education, where they are now for police, FBI, and Justice Department, and so on.
In Canada or here also?
Here in the United States.
Yeah, here in the United States. Every local police precinct, down to the smallest hamlet in America, has the ADL police hate crimes training videos, the ADL criteria of what is a hate crime, what is hate, and so on, and the FBI crime statistic forms, how they report hate crimes, and so on. All that comes from the ADL. The FBI is directed by the ADL and taught through sensitivity training courses by ADL, same way for the Justice Department, and so on. That all came in 1990 when the Hate Crime Statistic Act was passed under the initiative of the ADL.
Now, that's the federal level, right?
That's the federal level, yes.
Okay, because in states across America, the same legislation was passed. And how many, if any, states have resisted that?
Well, there's only about, I guess, I've always gotten my statistics from the ADL, and the ADL keeps vacillating all over the place. Everything from 48 down to about 45 now. And unfortunately, the state of Utah just last month ratified the AD, another ADL hate bill. Mm. So it's about 45 or 46 now.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, Dylan, anything else?
Yeah. Again, we just can't underestimate the dialogue that is initiated when we urge other people to call the Congress and the Senate and their state or the federal. Especially, we have a lot of older people, disabled people, and they have less opportunity to get those juices flowing of participation in the way our country is functioning. But they can usually, all of them, can pick up a phone and get those juices flowing. And that's what Fed's saying. We need to, you know, take action. The duty is ours. Consequences are the Lord's. And Yahweh bless y'all.
Okay, thank you, Dylan. Thank you very much for your call. 1-800-313-9443 is our toll-free number. Our listen line also at area code 512-646-0396 is the line that you can listen on. And those of you that don't have access to internet, satellite, or shortwave, or anything else, let's take Patrick in Atlanta. Hello, Patrick. You're next.
Good evening. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
Quickly, I wanted to comment on Mr. Pike's videos and let him know how much I appreciate his work. I've watched The Unholy Alliance. I've got a copy of that. I've got his Hate Crimes and Why the Middle East Bleed. All three. I've got his book. Those are very good informational materials. And wanted to remind him to maybe plug those items every now and then. When I've heard him on the radio, but I've never heard him plug the videos. They're exceptional.
Yeah, I was going to mention that, but I just didn't think that we had the time when we were on a roll.
Also, you said something earlier that triggered my call, John, about someone dropping their jaw when you were talking to him.
Oh, me, Rick. Rick. Okay, not John.
Oh, I'm sorry, Rick.
That's
I'm
all
sorry.
Right. I was just using that example because I'm not exaggerating. I'm not, you know, like hyperbolic here and making this up. You know, it's just that when you talk with people on the street who are not up on these issues and don't follow us day to day or really any alternative media, they don't know how serious the situation truly is. They have no idea just what is going on behind the scenes. And that's because the ADL and other groups work like stealth groups. They don't want to be seen in what they do. They just want the results before anybody has a chance to react to it. And they've got the media on their side to make sure that this is censored by the media so that people are not aware. I mean, Ted, you can agree or disagree with what I just said, but I think that my view at least sums up what I experience.
Well, you know, just in this last fight in the Senate, if I had waited for Kennedy to act and then simply react to him, it might have been too late.
Yeah.
But I sensed, I had a gut feeling that this issue over the standoff between Frist and Kennedy was about to come to a head. We have people like Kathy Lee Gifford, who was pleading for the passage of the children's bill and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically I acted proactively. I knew the enemy was coming. I knew they were marshaling the troops. So I attacked first. And fortunately, I believe that it paid off big time. It may well have been that I influenced O'Reilly in giving him clarity. I can't make any claim to that. But his clarity in realizing Kennedy was the main bottleneck holding back this children's bill caused this floodgate of national attack upon Kennedy's office, which basically won the day.
Amen. All right.
Patrick? Yeah, well, Rick, also, you had said something about the jaws dropping. I wanted to tell you how bad it is out here. Where I live, here in Atlanta, when I go out and I talk to people and just even tell them, read that from the Bible where it says the Jews killed Jesus, their jaws drop over that. They don't want to hear that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's how bad it is.
Well,
people do not want to know the truth. They don't want to hear how bad things are. And when you tell them, they get disturbed and they want to run and they get away from you as fast as they can.
We live in an area and a time of political correctness in the extreme, I think. And also, people are conditioned to that mindset, my friend.
Also wanted to ask maybe if Ted could discuss any type of persecution he may have suffered as a result of his efforts to spread the truth, and I'll let you go. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you, Patrick, from Atlanta. Ted?
Well, I do have periodic upheavals around the country when my videos are shown on public access TV. Those usually dissipate, though, fairly soon. In fact, I had one a year or two ago in Fairfax, Virginia, when some Jewish people were claiming that my videos were anti-Semitic, and they took a copy of my other Israel video to the ACLU, and they said it was not anti-Semitic at all.
Well, yeah, but that disturbs me, too, because, I mean, so what if it is? I mean, doesn't the ACLU defend all kinds of speech?
Yeah.
I mean, what business is it of theirs to decide whether it is or not? But I understand your point, and, you know, here they went to their sister organization and basically got a little rap on the wrist.
Yeah.
You know, but that was good.
The truth is that my message is so biblically balanced. You see, I'm doing nothing differently, I believe, than the great Hebrew prophets, John the Baptist, Jesus Christ. I am excoriating evil Jewish leaders for their sins and their evil guidance and leadership over the Jewish people. That's the essence of Jeremiah, Ezekiel, John the Baptist, and our Lord, to attack them for their leading the flock of Israel into bondage and into darkness. And
what do you think of Nostradamus? That question came up in the last hour, Ted.
Well, actually, that's kind of out of my realm of expertise. I don't have much of an opinion.
I'm sure you must have an opinion on whether or not that we can believe Nostradamus like we believe the Bible.
Well, certainly not like the Bible. But speaking of the Bible, I do have a very biblically balanced and benevolent attitude toward the Jewish people in general. I make it very clear that the evil Jewish leadership and organized Jewry under ADL B'nai B'rith constitutes a rather small minority of world Jewry.
Mm.
The ADL B'nai B'rith dominate about 500,000 organized Jews or Jewish activists in the over 50 Jewish organizations of B'nai B'rith throughout the world. But there's something like 15 million Jews in the world, and such disorganized or unorganized Jews, many, many of them don't know what's in the Talmud. They are not anti-Christian. They are peaceful, law-abiding people, and so on. And yet, tragically, the ADL gives all Jews a bad name by taking away freedom in so many countries and bashing Christianity.
Yeah.
So in answer to your questions, the truth of the matter is I am uncriticized right now, either by the evangelical Christians. I'm uncriticized by the ADL. The ADL is terrified of what I'm doing. They will not even mention my name, even though I'm the primary mongoose in the country attacking this cobra.
Yeah.
They pretend that I don't exist because they are terribly frightened that a horde of people will come to truthtellers.org. They'll see my videos exposing all of their dirty laundry, and they'll never be able to contain it again.
Very true. All right. Randall in Michigan, you are on the air right now. Hello, Randall.
Sir?
Yes?
Yes. I was wondering, I wasn't so much too interested, I suppose, in talking about the Kenite situation with the Revelation 2:9-3:9 Jews.
Mm-hmm.
Whether they're really from the tribe of Judah or if they're false Jews or Khazars.
Well, this is not really
or
even part of, well, this is not I even part of the discussion that. Now. Let's stick with the issue here because we'll get off to another track. Do you have a question on the hate bill and what's going on in Congress right now? That's the issue. Randall? I don't know what happened to him. Did he just drop off? All right. You know, okay, because we try to stay on topic, and if we start drifting off into all other areas, then the whole purpose of this call is meaningless, and this call is to concentrate on this legislation and not get into a long, protracted religious or theological debate. You know, Ted?
Yeah.
That's the whole point of it. So, you know, I mean, I was watching Pat Robertson for about a half a minute this morning on TV locally, and that's about all of him I could take. And, you know, he was what if you were saying about Jews, what he is saying about Muslims.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. You probably would be deported and in jail somewhere in some other country right now.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, you don't come on strong at all in a negative, stereotypical sense compared to Pat Robertson.
No.
And what he preaches and teaches.
That's right. And I really do rebuke racism in any form it comes, in the sense that the Jewish people are inherently degenerate or subversive or corruptive and so on. That's what traditional vulgar anti-Semitism has taught and incited people to, acts of ostracism and violence and so on. I have a very benevolent attitude toward the Jewish people, but I'm unsparing in my attacks on these evil Jewish leaders, just like Jesus, John the Baptist, and all the Hebrew prophets were.
Very interesting. Very true. All right, then. If you have a few more minutes, we'll wrap up when we come back from the break. We do have time for one quick call, maybe, and that number is 800-313-9443. Reverend Ted Pike is our guest, truthtellers.org. I'm Rick Adams. We'll be back. Stay tuned. Over 100 million Americans have dangerously high cholesterol. Are you one of them? North American Urban Spice has developed Cholestamine, an all-natural food-based supplement proven to give your body the nutritional support it needs to lower cholesterol and improve circulation naturally without the side effects of harmful prescription drugs. Call today, 800-243-5242, 800-243-5242 for Cholestamine.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
The New World Order thought police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
We're back now, and to wrap up this discussion in this hour with Ted. Ted, I guess the important thing here to remember is, as we've said in the last hour, that at any time there could be another attempt to bring about this legislation, the so-called hate bill, as we've called it, And important point is, I guess what you're saying is to keep the heat on the members of the Senate just in case, right?
Absolutely. The first line of attack is toward your own senators from your state. Tell them in no uncertain terms that if you find out that they are voting for Kennedy's hate bill, which is S-1145, you will not vote for them. You will convince your friends, your church, everybody you can not to vote for them next time around. Now, sometimes there are staffers who come on the line, answer these calls, and they're baffled, they're curious, they're misinformed about the hate bill. And what you should do is tell them, hey, you can get a complete explanation of the subversive intentions of this bill by going to truthtellers.org. Reverend Pike has the entire bill there, S-1145, with all of his commentary on all the subtle points within that bill. Send those staffers to truthtellers.org. They'll get an education there that could really spin them around. But we have to continue to primarily call our senators from our state, but go around all 100 members, keep bugging them, reminding them that the people out there are angry about what's happened in Canada. In fact, remind them of what's happened in Canada. Remind them what happened in Philadelphia a year and a half ago, and let them know that the idealism of hate laws has got to be dissipated. A realism has got to come in, and there are plenty of examples around the world of how freedom is being taken away by anti-hate bureaucracies.
Yes, absolutely. And this is a very key year in all of this legislation, so we must bear that in mind as well. And you've got one-third of the Senate coming up, the entire House of Representatives coming up for re-election. So we have that to consider as well, right?
Yes. And I believe it was Patrick mentioned, I do have a tremendous video that every pastor in America should watch.
Yes.
Hate Laws Making Criminals of Christians. That's available at truthtellers.org. In fact, you can watch a 7-minute preview of that. And then also I have three other major videos dealing with the problems of evil Jewish leaders, Middle East, Jewish control of the media, etc. Common, you can watch 7-minute previews of those videos, which can be ordered online.
Okay, very good. Ted, thank you very much once again for the update, and I'm sure we'll be hearing from you at any moment, any time.
Thanks so much, Rick.
All right. Ted Pike, our guest in this last hour, and we look forward to tomorrow night. We may have on a guest who hasn't been here in a long time, who is a transplant from my area down to Virginia. We're setting that up, hopefully, for tomorrow night. And, of course, we are going to continue. We have Republic Trading on Thursday night in the second hour. We have someone else, Arab Voices, or an organization, the Other Arabs, coming on Thursday night in the first hour, I believe. And so we are lining up more guests, ladies and gentlemen, and much more discussion. So spread the word. Republic Broadcasting Network needs your help, and take advantage of this network now while we have the freedom that we have. Pray for America. Pray for your leaders, pray for repentance, and most of all, pray for all of us here at RBN. Rick Adams, wishing you all a very good night, and God willing, see you tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Central.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns. People like you and me.
prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.